CITR. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. Your host, Nico McEwen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so today's episode of Finding the Funny, it's been inspired by the NHL and NBA playoffs taking place right now. That's right. As well as being a comedy enthusiast, I am a sports lover, and I've been really enjoying the playoffs for some of my favorite sports, basketball and hockey. And of course, the baseball season is underway. Lots of great things happening in sports. And of course, sports have provided some great comedy moments through history. So we're going to be playing a sports song, as well as we're going to be listening to some sports montages, and I'll be commenting on my favorite and least favorite aspects of those. But first, a brief content warning, just to let all of you know about any of the iffy parts of today's episode.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
All right, so without further ado, we will get into our first sports comedy piece of the day. This is actually a Lonely Island song, one of their very, very early pieces from 2009. A lot of you probably know it. It is a classic, essential spoof of sports lovers called We Like Sports.
Hello.
Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No. The game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football.
Tennis.
Hockey.
Golf. The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer.
Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two?
Yeah, guy number one.
E
to the S
to the P
to the N is all I watch, cause I'm the man.
If my team loses, I'll be mean all night. If you tell me to relax, we'll get in a fight.
Watching sports with girls is a pain. They don't know the rules, there's no time to explain.
Single,
double,
triple,
home run.
For the celebration, I'll shoot my gun.
I like my friend, he's a real guy's guy. He's not a loudmouth like Steve.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From Wimbledon
to the Astrodome.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football.
Tennis.
Hockey.
Golf.
Now when I say sports, you say nuts. Sports.
Nuts.
Sports.
Nuts. When I say cheating, you say sucks. Cheating.
Sucks.
Cheating.
Sucks. I drink whiskey cause I like the taste. You think it's bitter, but I think it's great.
I also drink whiskey and we smoke cigars. Don't believe me? Smell our cars.
We're real men and we like sports. If you say that we're not, then we'll see you in court.
I'm team captain and I choose you.
I'm the other team captain and I choose you too.
We steal the ball and we're off to the races.
Then scare the other team with our mad dog faces like
What? What?
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
From the pregame jokes
to the wrap-up show.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football.
Tennis.
Hockey.
Golf.
Throw me the baseball.
Now toss me the pigskin.
Now feed me the rock.
Now give me the rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, That was We Like Sports by Lonely Island, with over 30 million views on YouTube. They even have, this is actually the sequel to Just Two Guys, which was one of their pieces just before this. And one thing I really, really like about this, this actually isn't Andy Samberg, he has a small part in it, but it's the two other members of Lonely Island. And one thing I really like about it is that it's very clearly low budget. They didn't have a whole lot to work with. I believe they actually started this stuff while they were writing for SNL, if not before. So this is Yorma Taccone and Akiva Schaefer, who are the other two members of the triplet that is the Lonely Island. And so, yeah, like I was saying, they didn't necessarily go crazy with the production value. Just like they said, they're two normal guys and they're talking about sports and they do some really funny things. But in general, it's all about the awkwardness and the fact that these two awkward guys are rapping poorly to a song that has weak lyrics. It just all adds to the value. So what I'm trying to get at is if they had tried to go too hard into the production aspect of We Like Sports, if they had really wrapped it and made it really, really well produced, I don't think it would have served it as well, because the awkwardness, they play so well for this song. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be moving on to our next piece very shortly, but first, a brief ad from our sponsors.
Now, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, ladies and gents, we're back with Finding the Funny right here on CITR 101.9. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, Finding Funny FM, or you can follow me at McEwen Nico, as well as our guest host at Doug Vandelay. Those are the three Twitter accounts for the Finding the Funny program. We want to hear all of your thoughts for what we have going on in the episodes. For any of you listening live right now, 6:08 on Monday, May 14th, 2018. I hope everybody had a fantastic Mother's Day yesterday. And our next clip of today's episode, which is sports comedy, is going to be from a YouTube video uploaded by WatchMojo.com. It's the top 10 hilarious sports movie montages. So we'll listen to what WatchMojo has put together here, and I will share some thoughts on why these pieces worked so well, or if I think maybe they shouldn't have made the top 10.
Good. Sports aren't only about hard work and skills, they can also be about having a laugh and a good time. And these films know just how to compress all of that and so much more.
You happy?
I'm very happy. Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby.
And I'm Cal Naughton Jr.
Urging you never to travel to Tijuana.
Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 comedic sports movie montages. For this list, we're looking at the funniest and most memorable training sequences, teamwork scenes, and rises to sports challenges presented in montage style on the big screen.
After improvement.
Number 10, cheer tryouts, bring it on.
If she's the best, Jamie's got it, but we have to see everyone.
This is a cheer-tatorship, not a cheerocracy.
Brittany, this is not a democracy, it's a cheerocracy. I'm sorry, but I'm overruling you.
You are being a cheer-tater, Torrance, and a pain in my ass.
when a cheerleader is injured and can no longer fulfill her duties as part of the team. Kristen Dunst as team captain and other members of the squad hold an open tryout.
Ready? Okay!
What follows is a group of misfits and wannabes' sad attempts at impressing their judges in order to make the cut.
Be aggressive.
If most of the auditioning applicants were the cream of the crop, we'd cut our losses and move on without them. They're obviously not by the looks of things, but they sure do make us laugh.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square.
Before we continue, I forgot how much WatchMojo actually likes to talk throughout its pieces. I do love what WatchMojo has put together in a lot of ways, and I think you should check it out. They have some really good comedy moments in their top tens, but there's a lot of discussion in between these clips, so I'm actually just going to zoom ahead to my favorite ones, and hopefully we get to hear the majority of the clip.
Men who hate each other but put aside their differences in order to succeed is a staple of movies, and especially those that focus on sports. There's just something entertaining about seeing people who are at one time enemies come to respect each other.
Yes.
And seeing two people like that, decked out in colorful spandex while dancing on ice, is a unique, hilarious twist on the cliche we've come to know and love. Blades of Glory nailed it here.
It's called improvisation. Even your precious Kenny G does it.
Number 6. Psych Outs, Basketball.
Yeah. We gotta take these mooks out or what?
Yeah, let me handle this
in
one.
The river, baby!
Get about it!
Come on!
A combination of baseball and basketball that encourages unsportsmanlike conduct.
Mother's a terrible cook!
The made-up sport at the center of this comedy lends itself perfectly to the montage.
I want to feel you. Deep inside me.
During each play of the game, an opposing player has the opportunity to do nearly anything to distract or disgust the player enough to ruin his shot at the net. So cutting off fingers, chewing on tinfoil, and Cartman impressions are just par for the course. And the results are simply hilarious.
Uncle Mike it so I can get home quick and smack my wife in the eye, yeah, bro.
Number 5. Caddy Woes, Happy Gilmore.
Basketball is a ridiculous and silly movie, but I'm kind of glad that WatchMojo has included it in this top 10, because what an idea. They created this fictional sport for an entire movie, and they went through all these wacky rules, and the psych out thing really is hilarious. So definitely, I wouldn't necessarily watch basketball for its production value and amazing writing, but for any comedy enthusiasts, the concept of creating a sport just to make fun of it is pretty good.
First of two golf movies to make the list in this sports comedy. Titular character Happy is a golfer unlike any seen before in movies or real life. With emotional outbursts ranging from furious anger to absolute jubilation. This particular sequence, set to the 90s classic Jump Around by House of Pain, is chock full of laughs from beginning to end. We're just glad we're not Happy's caddy.
The next one on the list is actually Major League, one of my favorite movies of all time. It is a movie series. There's, I think, 3 of them, if not 4. And Major League does a really good job because it's still an inspirational movie. It's definitely a comedy, but you're also really rooting for the team, which is something that a lot of comedy movies shy away from because you don't want to get them too invested into the team's success because you're supposed to be laughing at them throughout the majority of the film. But I think it's a really good thing to use. Even Happy Gilmore does it, not necessarily as much, but Major League, you really, really want the team to succeed through the somewhat emotional moments in this hilarious comedy. And then later on, they go on to Caddyshack, I believe. Oh, and Dodgeball. But I just want to play some clips from Talladega Nights, I think one of the funniest sports movies of all times, and then we'll talk some more about it.
A tuxedo t-shirt, because it says, like, I want to be formal, but I'm here to party, too. Because I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus, like, with giant eagle's wings. And singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band. And I'm in the front row and I'm hammered drunk.
Hey, Cal, why don't you just shut up?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Beer, 8 pound, 6 ounce, newborn infant Jesus.
Good. Dad, you made that grace your bitch.
Hey, boys,
I want to see some napkins in the lap.
Boys, how was school today?
I threw a bunch of Grandpa Chip's war medals off the bridge.
That sounds like a good day. Texas Ranger, how about you?
Well, the teacher asked me what was the capital of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I said Washington, D.C.
Bingo. Nice.
She said, no, you're wrong. I said, you got a lumpy butt. She got mad at me and yelled it, and I pissed in my pants. And I never did change my pee pants all day. I'm still sitting in my dirty pee pants.
So. I went to my bed until I was 19. There's no shame in that.
I get emotional. You guys are working so hard, and I'm just so proud of you. You remind me of being precocious and full of wonderment.
I tell you what, Ricky, you are truly blessed. These two are two in a million.
I am.
Just like Carly Tatas. You won't find another rack like that, I guarantee it.
Thank you, Cal. That's real sweet.
Put jelly on a lady?
So, I was talking to Nana on Saturday, and her birthday's coming up, but I don't know where to get her. She's going to be 88. Get her a coffin.
We all need to go along with this because he's in a delicate state. So when you say psychosomatic, you mean like he could start a fire with his thoughts?
No, Walk. What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth, man. It's all in your head.
You sick sons of bitches. I mean, you walk in that door on your two legs all fat and cocky and looking at me in my chair. And you tell me it's all in my head? I hope that both of you have sons. Handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes and they have their legs taken away. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us. You are not paralyzed.
I am so paralyzed.
No, no, no.
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
Tough love it is, tough love. Wake up, idiot.
You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is?
Don't do it.
You want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
So those were some clips from Talladega Nights, I think a sports comedy masterpiece. It has all the elements that I've been talking about. It gets you to root for the character. It's totally silly and wacky, and it takes its moments really, really well. Sacha Baron Cohen did a great job as the villain. Sports movies always need a good villain. Happy Gilmore, I believe it was Shooter McGavin, and in this one, Sacha Baron Cohen is the villain. So those are some of the sports comedy movies for today's episode of Sports Comedy. Once again, make sure you check out Major League. I think it is a really underrated comedy movie. Really funny jokes throughout. We'll be right back with more Finding the Funny after an ad from our sponsors.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with FTF Finding the Funny. I'm your host, Nico McEwen, and today's episode is sports comedy. To close out the episode, I thought it'd be fun to just play some highlights of some really funny and heated sports interviews from across sports history. So please enjoy.
You feel a lot less pressure this finals run just because you are undermanned and you had some injuries as opposed to previous years?
Nah, I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world.
Psych! What you talking about, Wills?
Boy, if you don't get...
Why you always lying?
Last question right here.
Shaq, let's just say that a snake bit your mom right up here, right in the chest area. Would you be willing to suck the venom out to win the title?
No, but I will with your wife.
Thank you, Shaq. Quote sheets will be available at the...
Russ, did you guys lose this game or did the Jazz win this one?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
I'll start off by saying this. Do not blame that game on the defense, okay? I don't care who you play, whether it's a high school team, a junior college team, a college team, much less an NFL team. When you turn the ball over five times, four interceptions, one for a touchdown, three others in field position to set up touchdowns, you ain't gonna beat anybody I just talked about. Anybody. All right? And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. You know, you can't turn the ball over five times like that. Holy crap. I don't know who the hell we think we are when we do something like that. Unbelievable. Five turnovers. One of them for, we've thrown four interceptions for touchdowns this year. That might be an NFL record. That's pitiful. I mean, it's absolutely pitiful to perform like that. Pitiful. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
Good luck the rest of the season.
Hey, look here. I know we're going off the air for a little bit, but I need 10 to 15 seconds to say to you. Okay, look. I've never in my life tried to really go at you in your suits and stuff. Tonight, I am stressing to you. You take this outfit home and you burn it. We don't want to see this. I know you don't double back with outfits. I've never seen you in an outfit twice, but you take this right here. I don't care if it's Versace, name brand.
It costs Saeed.
Saeed, I don't care. You take this and you burn it.
It's not any part I can keep?
No, nothing. So when you get done with this, you should be butt-ass naked. This should be burned. Okay? It's good to see you, like always. In the shoes, too. Just burn them, okay? Just burn it. Don't ask no questions. Just burn the red socks, which the people can't see at home. Take all this, handkerchief, lime thong, all that. Burn it, okay?
Fire cell?
Burn it. All right. Gasoline, kerosene, either one. Okay? Tell Ernie, Kenny, say hello. Give my best to Charles. Miss you, boy. See well in a minute.
Thanks for the advice. Back to you, EJ.
You talk about a guy getting dressed down. Burning.
That might have been the realest thing I've ever heard.
Right. Total and thorough by KG.
Yeah, you can't say anything after that.
Oh, man.
So is he naked right now, really walking around?
Hey, when he get home.
Oh, okay.
When
good. Don't scare the kids.
Scare the kids.
But you know what? I won't say this about Greg's outfit. It's not the whole outfit. It's not
each individual piece. It's the pieces together that make it like that.
Only thing
because
I
he
admire...
walk in his closet and he just blind.
He don't light. Turn the lights on.
Execution. That was a good job of executing.
Down the stretch, you and Serge seem to be in a really great rhythm. What allowed you guys to be so successful?
Did a good job of execution.
You went for that. The first stretch Nick was talking about, the 15-2 run, we went with a small lineup with five really good offensive players on the court. What does it do for your offense when everybody out there is really accomplished as an offensive player?
It's good.
Rush, you had 8 assists in the fourth quarter. What did you see from them defensively that allowed you to focus as much as you did on passing the rock?
Oh, we did a good job executing.
Now, are you upset with something?
I just don't like you.
You don't?
No.
Do you not like Nick either?
I love Nick, but I don't like you.
Well, you gave us about the same answers.
Yeah. You got another question?
You played a great game, one of your better ones. Is this one, in terms of production, assists, rebounds, points, is this one of the better games you can think of in your career?
Good execution.
It seemed like you guys played with a real good sense of urgency tonight. Has that been lacking in the past?
We did a good job executing tonight.
Anybody else? 17 assists for you tonight.
Last one.
What do you see like that?
It was a good job. We did a great job executing.
Thank you, Ross.
Anybody tell you that I miss practice? If a coach say I miss practice and y'all hear it, then that's that. I mean, I might have missed one practice this year. But if somebody say he doesn't come to practice, it can be one practice. Out of all the practices this year, that's enough. If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. If I'm hurt, I'm hurt. I mean, simple as that. It ain't about that. I mean, it's not about that at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up. When you just talk about practice, we sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man. When you come in the arena and you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Absolutely.
But we talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're...
We're talking about
practice.
Man, I hear you. It's funny to me, too. I mean, it's strange to me, too. But we talking about practice.
I absolutely love this interview. For any of you that don't know, check it out. This is Allen Iverson's We Talking About Practice. Oh, definitely one of the funniest sports interviews of all time. And that'll be our last sports interview of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Finding the Funnies episode of Sports Comedy on CITR 101.9. Really hope you enjoyed it. Obviously, I think the best part were the interviews. That's why I saved it for last, because it's just so great when professional athletes are asked stupid questions or have really, really witty responses. There's been some really funny athletes of all time. I think Shaq, he's a great comedian. That dude knows how to get people to laugh. So make sure you stay tuned to CITR 101.9, because coming up next, it is Exploding Head Movies. Known pimp.